are now being heard. This is WRUA 70910. You're listening to the Ameron Southern Oregon GMRS Net. I'm going to go to the intelligence brief if I can, and we'll see what we go first from there. So, routine, AMCON level 4. As a reminder, we have a T-Rex going on for the 25th, 26th, and 27th of July. That is an exercise to practice using the net for passing information. Break. We've got a source called Gateway Pundit, an Antifa transgender activist attack and shut down a peaceful Christian gathering in a Seattle park. Democrat mayor blames the Christians. As Seattle police arrested 23 people during a violent counter-protest by Antifa and transgender activists of a conservative Christian group holding a gathering at Cal Anderson Park on Sunday afternoon. The Christian gathering was voluntarily shut down in the face of left-wing violence with police. The Cal Anderson Park was part of the 2020 leftist occupation known as CHOP. And some additional information that I got on that, the group, the Christian group, was directed to have their get-together on that park, and they had an approved gathering. Right? Have another from yournews.com. Spain's had its problems. They were paralyzed again by widespread communications outages. Spain was struck by a massive internet and telephone outage early Tuesday morning, this is last Tuesday, just weeks after the country experienced a nationwide power blackout that plunged them into darkness and disrupted daily life across the entire Iberian Peninsula. And that also included Lisbon and Portugal. According to the Telegraph, I guess that's a local newspaper, the disruption began around 2 a.m. local time and initially affected landline services before spreading to mobile networks. And then Telefonica, the nation's dominant telecommunications provider, confirmed the blackout was triggered by a failed system upgrade. So I guess we blame that on the computer guys. I can do that tonight, too. That's it for the intelligence brief that I have this evening. So we're going to go on to channel. So we've got several consistent operators that have great coverage of our area. Roger 746 will run the Channel 3 project tonight. There's also Cameron 644, Jim 687, and West 327 when he's home in the Grants Pass area. Try and check in tonight and see how you do. Great. If you're unable to hear the people I just mentioned, then step up and ask for check-ins. For your area, kind of take note of who you can talk to and who you can hear. You may need that in the future, and certainly it's adjusted by what's going on with the sun and other things. Just ask for names, general locations. If you get any, write them down for yourself. And if you would like to give your tallies to the station monitoring the frequency, that's me or Ron, you can do that. That'd be great. If not, it's okay, but keep the information for yourself. These are the people that you will be able to get a hold of in emergencies. Also, as a reminder, the ham frequency for Channel 3 is 146.420 on Simplex. So, I'm going to stand by for the Channel 3 project numbers, then we'll close the net, and want to follow up with a God bless you all and God bless the Republic. Hey, Roger, 746, are you there?
Yes, I am, WRKJ 746, We're going to start out with GMRS-3, and then the MERS-3, and then 146.420 for the ham operators. So anybody who wants to participate, go to GMRS-3 now.
URUA 709, I will be monitoring and participating in Channel 3.